On the Heart of the Murray this morning at 3SH, we are joined by the General Manager of the Balranald Shire Council, Michael Kitzelman. Very good morning to you, Michael.
Good morning, Chris, and it's great to be back on the radio talking to our community.
Yeah, absolutely. We've had a nice little rotating cast of people within the Balranald Shire Council, but as people who were listening throughout the back half of last year would know that you were a regular feature. So yes, welcome back on air once more. Now, unfortunately, though, we'll have to reintroduce you to this segment with a bit of a really serious topic that really is affecting a lot of people around the Shire Council region, water quality. Tell us where everything's at the moment.
That's correct, Chris. And as most of the community would be aware, we have been facing some significant challenges in relation to the water quality for our community. Council is continuing to deliver water to rural properties on request. So for the rural properties out there, if you are struggling with water for domestic use, we are here to support you and we will continue to support you. For the community members, I'd just like to highlight that at all times, our town drinking water in Balranald and Euston has been 100% safe. It has complied with all New South Wales health guidelines and the National Safe Drinking Water Guidelines, but we have had some challenges. We've had a bit of a dirty taste. We've had a little bit of a earthy smell in the background to the water, but it has been 100% safe. The causes of this problem are in relation to the river quality. So we've had some pretty bad water coming downstream, and we continue to manage that. We're working very, very closely with the Office of Environment and Heritage Protection, with New South Wales Water, with the federal government agencies to make sure that we try to do our best to manage that river quality. Fortunately, yesterday we did have a fish kill in the Murrumbidgee River, and we had somewhere between 100 and 2,000 fish. Now, I know that's a bit of a broad range with how many fish we had in a fish kill up near Redbank Weir. The reason for that is it's difficult to determine the exact number, as they have sunk to the bottom and we can't count them, but we know it is a very small fish kill in comparison to what happened in the Menindee Lakes and the Darling system, but it's still impacted on our community. Now, that fish kill has come about due to environmental factors where the water quality has been degraded. We've had extreme hot weather. The oxygen levels in the water have been very, very low. And with the changeover to the cooler weather we've had in the most recent day, that oxygen level, which was at the bottom of a river, has now blended through the entire river system, and it's causing those issues with fish kill and increase in blue-green algae. Council will continue to manage this very, very closely. I was on the phone 10 o'clock last night talking to the state and federal government agencies about how we're working together, and the team at the state and federal level are there for us, have been extremely supportive, and we continue to work very well with them.
Absolutely. So that's a reassurement, at least to the locals around there, that maybe that you might have some concerns about it, but it is still 100% safe to drink. So that is fantastic. Unfortunately, we're out of time. Michael, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Not a problem, Chris, and you have a great day.
General Manager of the Balranald Shire Council, Michael Kitzelman, here on 3SH.